The Orchard County of Armagh is a sea of orange and white this week as fans prepare for Sunday's All-Ireland final. Six of the matchday squad come from Lurgan, where our Northern editor Vincent Kearney has been out and about.
Sammy's coming home was a refrain as Clanearn held a pre-All-Ireland fun day. There was a festival atmosphere as hundreds turned out to celebrate the Lurgan club's part in the Armagh story. Three of his players, Conor Turbitt, Barry McCambridge and Tiernan Kelly, will be in Armagh's matchday squad on Sunday. Two others, Sean McCarthy and Daniel McGee, are on the panel. All five came through a youth development programme called the Mini Irons, launched after Armagh won their only All-Ireland title in 2002. Tyrone native Bran Turbitt, father of county star Conor Turbitt, was one of the coaches who played a key role.
I can remember lots of those lads coming through the gate for the very first time. And, you know, it was the excitement. When we think back, you know, of working with those kids, and there's been so many people involved, so many hours trying to bring those lads on to be the best they possibly can.
So how does a proud Tyrone man feel about helping to build the foundations for possible Armagh glory?
Basically, missionary work, I call it. Missionary work I'm doing whenever, you know, so I'm doing missionary work here.
Success on the field across all age groups in recent years has led to a huge influx of new members. Not good when it comes to demand for tickets.
I mean, it's absolutely awful. We get 240 tickets. You look around, you know, I mean, we could have sold 1,000 tickets without any doubt.
Roisin Bell is chairperson of Clanearn.
These people that I'm talking about that don't get tickets are people that do so much for the club.
Across town, bitter club rivals Clan na Gael are also gearing up for Sunday, with two players in the team, Stephen Soupy Campbell and Shane McPartlin. For the next 4 days, local rivalries will be set aside. Other traditional rivalries have also been set aside. The club based in the nationalist Shankill area of Lurgan this week took delivery of orange and white bunting from a company on the Lourdest Shankill Road in Belfast.
We're getting bunting from north, south, east and west, everywhere, anywhere we can get our hands on it.
Joe Lavery is a committee member at Clan na Gael.
Like I hear, for example, that Shankill and Lurgan is getting some bunting from the Shankill in Belfast.
That could be very true, very true. When there's sales involved, everybody's interested, you know, that money makes the world go round as well as sport.
Another Lurgan club, St Paul's, has Andrew Murnan in the matchday squad, making it six players from the North Armagh town. 25 miles away, the South Armagh village of Camlock is punching well above its weight. With a population of around 1,000, it will have four players in the team on Sunday. In a place bedecked in orange and white, Kieran Hughes has gone further than most and nailed his colours to his house. The once grey gable wall has been painted in the county colours and crest.
Unbelievable, boys. It's bringing us back to the early 2000s when the last time we had a bit of success. So it's been a long wait, long overdue. So that's why it's a real extra build of excitement.
So if Armagh win, I suppose you'll keep the house like this for a while, will you?
Definitely will, yes.
What happens if they don't win?
I don't want that thought to cross my mind. Just hopefully they will win.
Across the county, demand for jerseys, car flags and all things orange has soared. McKeever Sports, the company producing them, has had to suspend all other work.
I think people leading into the semi-final with Kerry didn't maybe get too excited, but since the result against Kerry, it's just exploded. So Armagh's gone orange mad.
Padraig McKeever is the managing director.
Obviously this week the final has taken priority and to fulfil that demand for the fans. So we've parked all the club business for this week and it's just 100% Armagh.
Pride of place in the factory are the special match day kits for the players, bearing the words All-Ireland Senior Football Final 2024. Those who will wear them and their supporters hope they'll need to go back to the factory to add the word winners. Those cheering on the boys from the County Armagh will include proud Tyrone man, Brian Turbitt.
I mean, and I really will be rooting for Armagh on the day. There's no two ways about it. You know, that's what you want. You want to see your son, you want to see that team, you want to see them getting over the line, because you know what it means when it comes back into the community. You know, GAA will be much more vibrant. Will there be more people coming through our gates, the young ones, the parents, the engagement with the community? It really is such an important thing that they get over the line. We wish them well.
They do indeed. Voices from Armagh there in Vincent Kearney's report.